The Horse Racing Preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. It was a busy morning for you because there was four meetings down for decision over the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. Phones were happening all right and kept going, I suppose. This good weather, of course, in fairness, has I suppose helped to keep the field to a reasonable size, and I suppose hopefully we're all home for a bit of rain now next week. Certainly, it's getting a long period now since we've got a bit of rain, nearly 3 weeks at this stage. So things are still going fairly well, in fairness, and plenty of runners and plenty of interest in racing the weekend. It's been a very, very busy time with World Cups and every sort of thing going on as well. So lots for the sport enthusiasts to have a look at over the weekend. We have four meetings on, as you say, Limerick Saturday and Navan as well, and then on Sunday we have the first of a 5-day meeting at Killarney, and Sligo, of course, as well, takes care of that run. So let's look forward to over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Before we touch on the weekend's racing, Martin, there was a special night really at Roscommon on Tuesday night. I don't think it's been really heard of much in Ireland. I know there's Lady Races cards over in England, but I think it was the first ever time that five races on an Irish race card won by Lady Riders.
Absolutely, and it just shows you how far they've come, actually, Patrick. It's tremendous to see it. I remember going racing first, 10, 15 years ago, even that far back, you'd be lucky to see one or two Lady Riders riding any sort of race at all. And it was a really curiosity factor to see them. But now, it's just regular. Thanks to Nina Carberry, Katie Walsh, I suppose they paved the way for these younger riders coming through, like Katie O'Farrell, and a particular race at Blackmore. And it's great to see her actually sitting on top of the National Hunt Jockeys Championship. Now, I know it's only July, and it goes on to next April, and we have the likes of Davy Russell and Ruby Walsh yet to, really launch a serious challenge at the moment. But it's a fantastic achievement for someone like Rachel. She'd only turned professional 2 or 3 years ago. And even at the time, I have to say, I'd be one of the few people who have said it was going to be a very tough choice to make, and she was going to struggle to make an impact. But far be it from that at all. She's totally turned everything on her head. She was champion condition rider two seasons ago, and last year was well able to hold her own against the likes of Ruby and those, and rode a very respectable tally of winners. But this year has gone really well for her. I mean, you look at her at any race meeting now at the National Hunt, she almost has 5 or 6 rides a day, which is tremendous achievement for her. She really is a top class rider, though, has to be said. It's a very, very tough game, as we all know, and she's really strong. As I say, I've always thought that it's very hard to pick her out in the finish against a male rider. You'd never say that Rachel rides like a female rider used to do. There's so many very good riders now, and I think she really is deserving of any credit she gets, and it'd be great to see her mount a bit of a challenge for the Jockey Championship. There's no reason why she's not as good as the other riders. It's just obviously opportunities, and having a big stable behind you like Woody Mullins and Gordon Elliott can make a big difference. And of course Rachel probably doesn't have that, but she certainly is riding for all sorts of different riders and owners at the moment, and everybody, it seems to be the name on everybody's lips. If there's any spare ride going, Rachel Blackmore will be the one that will be snapped up straight away.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. When you mention the Mullins Townend combination, you automatically think of Paul Townend riding another winner for Willie Mullins, but it's actually a younger sibling who got the headlines on Tuesday evening as Jody Townend rode her first winner for Willie Mullins aboard Supreme Tricks in the Bumper.
Well, right, it's a very talented family, because we have a girl actually working in horse racing Ireland called Caroline Townend, who works in her owner's the department, and she's a very talented girl in her own right here. So certainly the Townend family is steeped in horse racing alone, and the father was a good rider himself, as Ted Walsh has pointed out. And Jody rode a good winner at Bellistown last week as well for Ted Walsh, and she again rode a winner there for Willie Mullins, as you say, Roscommon on Tuesday. Certainly making a name for herself, a very talented young rider, and has ridden a couple in Pint to Pints as well. But certainly the Townend family, from Tim the father through Paul and now Jody as well, obviously well able to ride, and certainly has picked up off the floor.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Look, we're going to have a look at the weekend's action, Martin. I know it was a busy morning for declaring four meetings, and Navan was the first of them meetings kicking off this weekend at a 2 o'clock kickoff. Flat card going to kick off proceedings. I'm going to have a look at the 5 furlong handicap at 3 o'clock. Tricky race this one, Martin, with 20 runners.
Yeah, lots of horses in with chances here, as you'd expect, Patrick, and a few horses in good form of late. In particular, a horse called Landlight for Tom Cleary and Tom Madden on board has won his last two. The field of horse of mine last week called Rattling Jewel, I thought Rattling Jewel would win, but Landlight battled strongly and kept on well to win at Naas over 6. Go back to 5 won't be a problem. He's won twice over this distance last year. He actually won over this course at Navan last year as well. And the funny thing about him, he seems to be very effective on any type of ground. He won a very testing ground last season, but is well able to handle the faster ground. And he must have a big chance again. He's up £3 for the win, but Tom claims back £5. He's a decent draw on stall 8. And I have to say, he's a very, very good chance of completing a hat-trick of wins. Sweetest taboo for William McCreary was a Mulliner asked him out at Tipperary, and Bellistown, and this one always goes well in these type of races. She travels really well, strongly in her races. It's just the last furlong sometimes she doesn't find as much as maybe it looks like she will. I just think the uphill finish at Navan always seems to catch her out, and while I think she will probably won't win this, she certainly should go well again. Early call for Mick Mulvaney, who's having a tremendous run at the moment. He's got a good chance as well, and on a lot of his form, he's been placed a few times in these type of races. A stall 15 could make things a little bit tricky for Jenny Child. Is another one for Pat Fahey. He was a good winner at Tipperary, but didn't seem to handle the hills at Bellistown last time. Could run a lot better than her price might suggest. But it's a wide open contest. I think Landline's in good enough heart to maybe make it a hat-trick.
Okay, so that is the handicap. The three-year-old conditioned race over 10 furlongs is the 4.05 race. Of course, this is for horses that have not been placed at black type level. We've only got four entries here.
That's right, change of velocity for Jim Bulger won the Ulster Derby there a couple of weeks ago, a valuable handicap at Down Royal, and then struggled, I suppose, to make much of an impact off a £9 higher mark against the likes of See the Line and Gustavo Vassa at the Curragh on Derby weekend on the Friday night at Derby. That was a very good race, though, it has to be said, and I wouldn't certainly hold that against him. I think he's our favourite here, but the one I do like is a horse called Ming for Joseph Bryan. Only he's raced three times, won twice already. One was made in Dundalk and didn't seem to be overly fancy on that occasion. We stepped into a group company then in the Galloway Stakes, and in the discretion of finishing fifth, and then last time won a three-runner affair at Gordon Park, in which even the third horse, Regham, has come out and won it since at Roscommon. I just think he's on the upgrade and might be just good enough to be a change of velocity. The other two runners look up against it on the official ratings.
The following race is the Apprentice Handicap over 10 furlongs. 9 declarations here.
Yeah, interesting race. This a new direction is a horse for Jim Bulger. I would certainly be interested in here. He ran okay in his first run this season down the field at the Curragh and should improve an awful lot. Young Gavin Ryan is a lad that's getting plenty of rides for the stable and certainly should go very well. Ashcar down the bottom, number 8, would have a bit of a chance on his last run, 4th in the Ulster Derby. It was quite a good effort, only 8 runners, but wasn't beaten all that far, and that was quite a good run. The one I was looking at myself was a horse called Nimitz for Charles O'Brien, Kitty Leonard on board. This one finished 3rd in a decent handicap at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. It was a 1.25 race, which is the same distance as tomorrow. He was well beaten and went third on that occasion to find a runaway winner, Matt Price. But it wasn't a bad contest at all. And I just think of an ideal draw and saw one. Nimitz as a favourite chance here.
The following race then, Martin, is the 3-year-old, an upward handicap over 10 furlongs, Martin, and 16 declarations.
Yeah, and as I just said earlier on the bulletin there, Mick Mulvaney certainly the man to follow with Navan, and Stormy Tail would have a good chance here under young Ben Cohen. Good winner last time out, and up £7 for that, but Ben claims back the £7 here, which it gives him a decent chance. It's an open-looking contest, obviously 16 runners, and one with a bit of a chance is Full Disclosure for Andy Oliver, a winner at Naas at a big price there a couple of weeks ago. He would certainly have to come into reckoning. Rinka Derinok, again for Jim Bulger, gives a very good chance here. He won well at Leopardstown a couple of runs ago and certainly wouldn't be too far away. But I do think that Stormy Tail comes here in good heart and might have a decent chance of going in again.
Anything else on the Navan card on Saturday, Martin?
I think the opening two races could go to Ger Lyons stable. A horse called Rita Levy certainly has ran well in her both starts today. Just got beaten. It should be good enough to win that opening two-year-old maiden, although you'd have to be respectful of Aidan O'Brien's out of finish three, who didn't handle the track at Bellistown last time, and another one there called Fantasy. But I think Rita Levy looks a decent filly and can win that. But in the second race, he's got a horse called Sakura, who ran well in the first start, went third last week at Naas in a decent maiden. He's top weight to carry here, but I think he could be good enough to go in again in this one. She could be a decent filly in time. I think she could certainly give Geraldine an opening race double tomorrow.
Okay, so that is the card at Navan on Saturday. Going to look towards the Limerick then on Saturday, Martin. There's an 8 race National Hunt card kicking off at 2:10 with a mare's maiden hurdle. Going to go to the second race though, it's the handicap hurdle over 2 mile and 2 furlongs, and we've got 10 starters here.
Yeah, not a lot of them in the best of form at the moment, Patrick, but I think Fatopkis could be the one here for Gavin Cromwell. A good winner at Kilbeggan last time on Andrew Lynch, and steps to the handicap company now and must have a decent chance. I think Young Lad of the Hill for Shane Nolan would cook well for Roger Lockhornwell. Michael Winters and Donald McInerney, a good combination, so Little Sticker Rhubarb certainly would have to enter calculation as well. So it's an open up contest, but I think Fatopkis might just be good enough to follow up the recent win last time out.
The following race is the Qualified Riders Handicap Hurdle over 2 mile and 6 furlongs, Martin. Just the 13 runners here.
Yeah, Cool Fighter is an interesting horse, especially when the ground is fast, the top weight here. He does seem to reserve his best form for the likes of Tramore, but Limerick is not dissimilar to Tramore. It has to be able to downhill finish, and I think that young Keating there claiming £7 off his back could give it an easy chance. Down towards the bottom of the weight, maybe a horse called Wee Tiger could go well for Ray Hackett, but the one I was looking at is Gordon Elliott's Mill Quest. This one had only first run for the stable there just last weekend, and Limerick and actually did pull off a good victory in a 3 mile contest. That match 2 mile 6 won't be a problem. Up a few pounds £1,000 in the weight for that. But I just think change of scenery has helped his horse a lot. He was a fair horse for Terence O'Brien at one stage, and I always thought he wanted softer ground, but certainly the way he won last week suggests that he would have a bit of a chance here at going in again.
The beginner's chase at 350 is actually interesting, Martin. There's 11 runners in it, but there's 6 mares.
Absolutely, and I think one of those mares, Miss Sapphire, would certainly be one of the favourites here. Decent horse on the over hurdles. It's actually yet to finish out the first two in either code, Patrick. It makes her first run over fences here and could go very well, and I think, you know, we'll take all the beating. The dangerous one there here could be Black Warrior for Charles Burns. He's had a lot of experience over fences, yet to win. Has run some decent races, though, has to be said, and Davy Russ on board. I'd be certainly mindful of that if there's any money for him. Another one with a chance probably is Caltex for Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy, but I think Miss Sapphire could be one that could go well over fences during the course of the summer, and I think she could be heading to Galway, which there's a winner's chase down there, if she can win on Sunday, which I think she will be able to do so.
The 3 mile conditions chase then is the 4:25 race, Martin. Only 4 declarations in this one though.
Yeah, interesting contest. Children's List will be the one to beat here, I suppose, after rating a 1:44 for William Mullins. He actually, lightly raced horse over fences, actually ran the English Grand National, which was really good earlier on the year. Wasn't disgraced for a horse that's so inexperienced in that race. Didn't probably get the extended 4 mile and a quarter distance of that race. Did run okay for a long time, though, and Paul Townend board, you'd have to give it a big chance here. And saying that, though, I think horse called Mine Now makes plenty of appeal here. I like this horse of Pat Fahey's. Richard Egan takes £5 off his back, which means that Children's List has to give it £15, which is a stone and a pound. And Mine Now is certainly a decent enough horse to suggest that he could go very close here. He was a very good hurdler, won 3 miles on a couple of occasions, won Christmas there last year, wasn't disgraced in the Pertemps final at the Cheltenham Festival either. I just think he's a genuine solid horse. His couple of runs over Prince today haven't been bad at all, and I just think maybe in receipt of the weight off Children's List, Mine Now could be the one.
There's two handicap chases then towards the back end of the card, Martin. Two contrasting races, one over 3 miles and the other one over 2 miles.
Yeah, it's not an easy one here at all. Running in heels is interesting for Kevin Cromwell in the 5 o'clock race, the 3 mile race. Probably a fortunate winner over hurdles last time, but looks well enough handicapped over fences of America, just 94 for Ger Fox, and certainly would have to respect. He was definitely a lucky winner at Punchdown, at Bellystown recently, but in saying that, he picked up the pieces when the leader fell at the second last, and he has been in good form over hurdles up to now as well. I think his mark over hurdles is a lot higher than his over fences, so he makes obvious appeal there at 5 o'clock. The 5:30, certainly you'd say there's a couple of hours here with decent chances. I think Burning Issues for Philip Rothwell and Danny Mullins will be one you give a bit of a chance to. Well, down towards the bottom, Ferrymount Boy from Michael Horgan could go well as well. Well, Lake Takapuna certainly has the form to win even off top weight. I think with Brian Cooper on board, Robbie McNamara, it's interesting. He's had some good form going back a while, and even with top weight here at 12-1, he could be the answer to this, a very open chase.
Okay, so that is the action at Limerick, or the majority of the action. Anything else on the Limerick card on Saturday, Martin?
I suppose the opening race could be interesting here. Again, one of William Munson's horse called Irish Lass, I suppose, for William Patrick, would probably take plenty of beating. You'd expect them to go fairly well. Not sure about the bumper. I think it's interesting that Jody Townend actually rides for Back Sheesh, for Tom Mullins. That would have a bit of a chance there, certainly in some of its previous form. And interest in Jody Townend now has been snapped up by Tom Mullins. You'd have to respect anyone here. I think Margaret Mullins has one there, maybe first him out, that would go well. Janie Mack has run a couple of times actually. Declan Lavery raised that one and would have a bit of a chance as well. But Back Sheesh with Jody Townend certainly worth a check in the betting market.
Okay, so that is the action at Limerick on Saturday. Moving to Sunday's action then, Martin, because Sligo hosts a National Hunt card kicking off at 2:05, and the first we're going to look at is the 3:10. That's the handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and we've 7 declarations.
Yeah, interesting contest here. Tree of Knowledge, I suppose, is interesting for Joseph Bryan. He certainly seems to be sending out plenty of winners at the moment under both codes. He's all sorts of horses, chasers, hurdlers, flat horses. Treble yesterday at Dundalk, and he really has an unbelievable amount of firepower, has to be said. Joseph is an awful lot of horses in training. He must go fairly close here, although he came from England, but was a little bit disappointing over in England as a novice hurdler at one stage. He's a very well bred horse. We have to see how it goes. I think Black Benny for Peter Mayer could be interesting here for Robbie Coggan. Has some decent form, along with Presenting Mallor, decent dual purpose performer for John Patrick Ryan. Danny Mullins takes the mount. Open race, even though it's a small field, maybe something like Black Benny each way could be worth a few euro.
The mare's rated novice hurdle is off at 3:40, Martin, and it's over 2.5 miles.
Yeah, pleasure down, my favourite for winning ones, Paul Townend, and certainly has to be respected. But I do like the chances of Maple Lawn for Jessica Harrington and Paddy Kennedy. Good winner down Patrick last time. It was a decent maiden hurdle on that occasion. Gets £2 off pleasure down here. Paddy recently lost his claim after a long career in the saddle. Good to see him losing the claim. He's the older brother, of course, to Jack Kennedy, and this could be his first winner as a full-time professional as such without the claim, and maybe Maple Lawn might be able to do it.
So that is the conditions hurdle. In the handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, has 13 declarations.
Yeah, very open stuff here. Low grade affair here, lowest grade 1895. And there's a horse show called Patrick O'Connor for Yvonne Dunleavy. An interesting booking here for David Mullins, actually taking the mount in this one. Could step up on most recent form and get involved. It's the type of race where you have to be worried of the market, the betting market here, because not a lot of the form is worth so much consideration. But Supreme won also for Dennis Hogan with Seamus Mulcahy on board, or Shane Mulcahy, I think his name. He claimed 7 euros, first winner there last weekend. He could have a bit of a chance as well. Dennis having a very good season, and if there's any money for this Supreme One, I certainly would be mindful of that.
The following race is probably the better class of the 2.5 mile hurdles, Martin, but it's for opportunity riders in the handicap.
Yeah, Weather Watch is a horse interesting here for James Lamb, actually. James up to North, James, and he'd be going to Sligo here with definite chance. He ran well on the flat last time, fourth over hurdles, or on the flat at the Curragh and Guineas weekend. He probably trained with Jessica Harrington, was a decent horse as a 3 and 4 year old. He probably hasn't trained on as much as maybe people would think, but he still has a good chance here off a mark of 107. Draco Place is very consistent, very good over fences, hasn't won over hurdles for a couple of seasons, but is well handicapped compared to his steeplechase mark. And with Tommy Brett on board, he claims another valuable £4 off it. One with a chance would definitely be Hugo and Taz for Dennis Hogan. Has been running quite well of late and certainly would have to have a good chance along with Granny Hill at the top there for Gordon Elliott. But I think Weather Watch might be the answer.
Anything else on the Sligo Car Sunday?
I think it's 2:35. It's a race for horses that haven't finished in the first three. They have to run at least three times as well. And a horse there definitely just gets in here, a horse called Cheap and Cheerful for Joseph Bryan and JJ Slevin. This one ran well when fourth at Limerick in a decent maiden hurdle last weekend. I think he should have too many guns for his rivals in that 2:35 event.
So that is the action at Sligo on Sunday. We're going to go to Killarney, Martin, because it's the first time Killarney going to have a 5-day fixture for their July meeting, and it's a flat card on Sunday. The first race is due off at 1:50. We're going to look at the second race. That's the Killarney Racecourse Club handicap for 3-year-olds over the extended mile.
Well, the two hearts actually ran just yesterday, Patrick, could have this between them, number one and number two. Queen Rebabran just got touched off at Dundalk in a thrilling finish yesterday, just got caught on the line and would have a good chance on a Kenny Hennessy. Well, signing off for Jim Bulger, was a good winner last night at Leopardstown. I was actually there that day, that last night, and it was a bit of a surprise winner, I have to say. It was last all the way, ridden by young Dara Davis. It was the first winner for him, and he just came flying up on the outside towards the end of the race and won fairly well. The £6 penalty probably won't stop him, and Kevin Manning takes the mount. Good draw and stall too. I think Dowd has actually hit form and won the race. Signing off could be well worth following here.
So that's the club handicap then. The following race is for 4-year-olds and upwards. It's worth €27,000. And again, it's over the mile with 9 runners.
Yeah, good. The feature race, feature handicap on Sunday. An interesting race, this one. I think two old soldiers here, Cathy Mann and Tony Desgent, would be the two that I'd be concentrating on. Tony Gent just got beaten at the Curragh last time. He hasn't won this season, but has run some fine races in defeat. Just got beaten early on the season at Naas, actually, behind a horse called Marshall Jennings of Jessica Harrington, who is a decent horse. Cathy Mann has been running well for McAlpher, just slightly a bit high in the handicap at the moment, but again ran well, went fourth to a stable companion, actually, at the Curragh on Guineas weekend, and certainly would have a bit of chance with Colin Hoban on board. Trezoria is interested for John Feeney. This horse came from France, ran well first time out, didn't run as well last time, and might want a bit more of an ease the ground. A horse called Atlas here is very frustrated for Dennis Hogan. He's a horse that travels really well in the bridle but doesn't seem to find an awful lot at the finish, and he could be there or thereabouts but probably won't win. I think Tony DeGent deserves to win at this stage with an ideal draw in stall one. He gets the vote this time.
The big race is the Cairn Rouge Stakes. It's a listed contest again over the extended mile.
Yeah, interesting one here. A couple of Aidan O'Brien runners, as you'd have to respect, Hence and Most Gifted, and Clear Skies is interesting too. Dropping down a distance after running over a mile and a half, mile and a quarter on recent starts. Pan Star for Jim Bulger, very, very good mare. would like a bit more rain on the ground, though. There's no doubt would like softer ground and might struggle unless they get a bit of rain, which I don't think really is forecast over the weekend. I think the one I was going to come down on is a horse called Petticoat. Tipped up last time to win at the Curragh on Derby weekend, landed a bit of a touch on that occasion and won very well under William Buick. So much so the handicap are raising £12, so she's stepping into listed company now. Rating of 102 gives her a good chance in this. Good stall in stall one right on the railing, and Shane Foley on board. So there's a lot to like for about Petticoat. I think she might go in again.
The Phillies handicap closes out the card in Martin over the 11 furlongs and looks quite competitive among the seven runners.
It does, and Biblioteca was one there, landed a nice gamble at Bandon Robe last time for Willie Brown. Very sure trainer Willie doesn't have that many runners, but when he does have any money in them, they certainly go very well. This one popped off in front of the Rose on that occasion and kind of seemed to get a bit of a freebie in front. Won very easily. Went up £13 for that, so the handicapper hasn't missed it, but it would certainly be fancy to go in again here. I just think Don Hooper was just touched off at Leopardstown last night over slightly longer distance. I think that Macton Mile and 3 will suit. This one was also a winner at the Curragh there a couple of weekends ago and is in very good heart at the moment. I think this one for Kevin Manning just might be good enough to beat Biblioteca on Sunday.
Anything else in the Kingdom venue?
Yeah, the 4 or 5 active approach for Jim Bulger has struggled to win a race, and this is obviously a maiden, but this is her best chance to date. Has run some very good races. Good second there at the Curragh last weekend and a decent handicap as well, and might be good enough to win in that 4 or 5. While the 4:35, interesting race, this one as well, a median auction maiden. Any interest in a horse called High Dive, I would be very interested here for Lee Roach and Dermot Weld. Wouldn't have to be great to make a winning debut, and might be the one here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the Killarney card, of course. It's the 5-day fixture. They'll be kicking off on Sunday afternoon and finishing up next Thursday with their course, with their very famous Ladies Day, which is always very competitive, both on and off the track, I should say. Okay, Martin, we're going to have a look at the international races. First, we're going to touch on Newmarket, Martin, because the Darley July Cup is the feature. And again, for this week, because of the World Cup ongoing, the big meetings are all starting that little bit earlier. So do take note of the 2:15 kickoff for the July Cup. Blue Point is the favourite for this one, Martin, but we've got a lot of runners from that competed at Royal Ascot last time.
That's right, and Blue Point, I suppose, deserves a favourite here after winning the King's Down Stakes in such good style last time. That was a great performance, I have to say, and you'd have to respect his chances here under Charlie Appleby and William Buick, of course, on board. Also, Ectacar for Sir Michael Stout. Sir Michael Stout would never be regarded as a trainer of sprinters, but this one certainly looks a very good one. It's a good winner, Royal Ascot last time. Jim Crowley takes the mount. Aidan O'Brien, of course, has 5 runners here in Patrick, certainly not resting on his laurels, and I think the best one, I suppose, is probably you. US Navy Flag. He's always shaped to me as if he would be a sprinter. He was a good horse as a 2-year-old. He won the Middle Park and won the Jew Horse, and they trained him for the Guineas early on this year. But he ran some good races, it has to be said. He was second Irish Guineas. He really just looks the type that will be a sprinter. Now, it won't be easy as a 3-year-old taking on some of these very, very good horses. And I just have a feeling that he's had a tough enough season to date. Ryan Moore takes the mount here. You have to respect him with blinkers on him, and he likes going a good gallop in front, so he should bring the field along for much of the trip. But there's other horses like the Spirit of Valour, Intelligent Cross, Sioux Nation, all of them a bit defined, I suppose, on overall form to win this. And I think the English have a strong hand. I think instead of Ethicar could win, and maybe Blue Point would be the biggest danger.
Okay, so that is the July Cup taking place at the Newmarket on the July course at 2:15. Do you have a big meeting tomorrow, Martin? Well, there's plenty of big meetings, of course, at Ascot. You've got the Summer Mile and at York, the John Smith's Cup. But we're going to go international for a moment, because at Longchamp, of course, there's Bastille Day tomorrow for the 14th of July. It's a bank holiday in France. But the Grand Prix de Paris, I should say, Martin, is the Group 1 contest tomorrow evening. A fantastic race each and every year. Just the 6 runners, Martin. Very small field, but half of them are Irish trained.
Well, indeed, you'd have to. It's a funny race, this one, I suppose, Patrick, because this was the race that was made a Group 1 for 3-year-olds a couple of years ago, which has really kind of adversely affected Irish Derby, has to be said. It's always held in Bastille on the 14th of July, so no matter what day of the week it falls, it's always held on this day. There has been some good winners of it, but only 6 runners tomorrow. I think Nelson for Aidan O'Brien is probably one with a bit decent chance, and I think Joseph has won there as well, Downdraft, who ran reasonably well at Ascot, but as a Group 1, it certainly doesn't really look as good as it probably should do. And with 3, as you said, we have to field represent Aidan O'Brien and Joseph. It has to respect our chance. I think Nelson must have a decent chance if things go his way. I wouldn't think he's a genuine Group 1 performer, but this looks a soft Group 1 and he could be the one here.
The TXB turns out again after running the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he didn't handle the ground at the Curragh. There's no question about that. The fast ground was against him. He did obviously run a very good race in the Epsom Derby, and you know, you'd want him to come out now and kind of frank that form. It's a pity the Massar had to miss the Eclipse last week, you'd have to say. Roaring Lion did beat Saxon Warrior, so that form would look solid enough. But DXB, I think he just could do with maybe a cut in the ground. Now, he might get his own way in front tomorrow. He didn't get that way at the Curragh, which was six runners. He'd obviously take the field along, and you'd be hopeful that he can put up the form that maybe showed him that when he was second in the Derby. I think he's a fair horse on that occasion, but he certainly has a questions answered after the flop at the Irish Derby. But in saying that, things just didn't go his way. They said that he didn't get to the front, which he wanted to do, when the ground was a bit quick for him. I'm not quite sure how it would be in France. It normally is a little bit softer in France than it would be in Ireland, and that certainly would be the case tomorrow. If that is the case, he's got a big chance. They expect to see a much more bold ride. I think he'll try and make all the running, and I suppose in those races in France, sometimes those the French racing is run as, you know, very small, a short gallop, and then quicken up towards the end. I think DXB will be much more ridden forcefully from the front, and he's trying to burn off his rivals early in the straight, and probably should go very close.
And just before we get your best bets, Martin, Aidan O'Brien had a fantastic weekend last week over in New York at Belmont, especially because Athena picked up the Belmont Oaks Invitational.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing how I've seen her getting beaten in maidens early on the season. It's amazing. I think she's a great one winner now in America, but she has improved an awful lot. I thought she ran well in the Ascot over a mile and four in the Ribblesdale Stakes. Didn't actually get the trip on that occasion. Ran well when toured in the Pretty Polly, but just to produce her 6 minutes later then and win a Group 1 in America, it's unbelievable. Mendelssohn was definitely disappointing. Hunting Horn ran a good race and he was poor, but Mendelssohn was definitely disappointing in his race, beaten a long way. And I just have a feeling that race in Dubai, where he won so easy, looked a bit like a flash in the pan, and maybe it might prove that way, but I wouldn't rule him out yet. You can never rule out Aidan O'Brien. He'll certainly be training for the Breeders' Cup Turf, and you'll imagine that he'll be heading back over across the water in America later on the season. But you know, it's a great performance to win a Group 1 with Athena. It really is, and there's no doubt he's an unbelievable trainer.
Yeah, absolutely, the master of Ballydoyle. Martin, it's that time of the week again, as the listeners are waiting with their pens and paper. It's your best bets of the week.
Okay, so Nevin tomorrow, I definitely would be interested in having a few bob on a horse called Ashkar in the 440. That's at Nevin tomorrow. In Limerick tomorrow, I'd take a chance on Milquest in the 315. I think it's a very good chance for Gordon Elliott. Sligo Sunday, I would take a chance on Maple Lawn in the 340 to beat the likely favourite Pleasure Dome. And Killarney on Sunday, I think Don Hoofer could hopefully send us all home happy in the 510.
And there'll be a good winner to end out the weekend. Look, Martin, thanks very much again for joining us on the Horse Racing Ireland preview for this weekend. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again next week.
You will, of course, Patrick. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.